Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Richard Cross, who blogs at Cross Purposes.
Yes, the best way to find it is to Google Cross Purposes blog.
Excellent. Richard, we have just witnessed a big sweep, a big story for Republicans in the state of Maryland. What happened? How did it happen?
I'm still trying to process what we just watched, but I think you can't attribute what happened in Maryland to the same wave that swept the country, because I don't think President Obama was a factor here. The factor here was Marylanders are upset about what they perceive as excessive taxes and spending, and Larry Hogan kind of found the sweet spot of an issue in a year where it was oriented towards change, and he was able to capitalize on it and leverage it and pull off a pretty amazing upset.
I think he really did relate to voters. I think during the debates, which I think most people, that was most people's route to seeing who their choices were. And I think he just looked like the kind of guy they hoped would be there to say what they felt.
Right. And he was speaking to the issue that people wanted to see addressed: jobs, taxes, spending, the deficits, and economic unrest. The lieutenant governor's campaign tried to make it a referendum on guns and abortions, and it didn't work.
Well, and I think they realized it was not working, but too late. I mean, Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown said he was never going to raise taxes when he realized how important that was.
Right. And of course, recently, the comptroller came out with predictions about the coming deficit. So I don't think people took the lieutenant governor seriously when he said that.
And I think although he won a second term by 14 points, Governor Martin O'Malley was not held in high esteem at the end either, and that happens a lot at the end of terms. But I think he was not a help to his lieutenant governor.
Well, the Gonzales poll had O'Malley at 41% approval rating, which is the lowest of his governorship. And if you look back on recent Maryland governors, they leave office with few political options, and the lieutenant governor doesn't get any of the credit for what the governor did. It gets all the negative baggage.
Well, and some people, I gather, will say that O'Malley was a big loser here. 14% of the voters who spoke in a poll said they were not in favor of him running for president, which is apparently what he wants to do.
Well, he's trying to build a narrative for a presidential campaign, and this is a big talking point that he does not want to be part of it, but it now is.
Well, this race was almost a wave. It was almost a sweep for the Republicans. Just not something we've seen in quite some time. Even I think when Bob Ehrlich won.
The Bob Ehrlich race was all about the governor's race. This had a lot more activity up and down the ballot than the 2002 election did.
Well, we'll see where we go from here and what kind of relationship Mr. Hogan will have with the Democratic General Assembly, and all of that will play out as we go along. Richard, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be here.
For Richard Cross, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.